Good afternoon. It is 2:01 p.m. We are here today, September 25th, 2025, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 25-009, Cardona Pacific Corporation versus the Mayor's Council of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant Cardona please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Charles McDonald on behalf of the appellant, and appellant's representative, Mr. Cardona, is also present as well.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency MCOG please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hello, this is Cynthia. I'm here not representing, but accompanying Mr. Cardona's for any translation he may need.
Cynthia, who are you?
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'll answer. So she's a translator for Mr. Cardona.
Oh, okay.
Kind of his admin.
And Mayor's Council, please identify themselves.
Who's here?
Hi, Joy Jean Arceo with the Mayor's Council of Guam.
Tiana Sarosa with the Mayor's Council of Guam.
Okay, Mr. Keeler, I'm a little confused. I thought you filed the agency report. What do you mean that you're just observing today?
Well, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I haven't been provided any of the filed documents. If I signed off, I certainly assisted with it. If I signed off on it, then the AG's office has made a formal appearance.
I believe it was Attorney Guthrie, Your Honor. I may be mistaken.
Okay. Mr. McDonald, thank you very much for coming on as counsel for Mr. Cardona.
Sorry, before you proceed, Mr. McDonald, did you file any notice of appearance?
We have
entry
not.
Of appearance? Okay. Just want to make sure that for the record that no entry of appearance was filed yet.
Thank you.
I'm glad Mr. Cardona got counsel and that you're here today. The Attorney General's office, so I guess I'm sorry, it was Mr. Guthrie, filed a agency report, and under the procedure for the procurement appeals, appellant was to have filed a reply. But you haven't. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to give you until October the 1st to file a reply to the comment provided by the by
it's the comments obviously. Comments to the agency report.
Comments to the agency report. And in the meantime, Mr. Keeler, I suggest that you try to figure out within your office what you're doing.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because with Mr. McDonald filing the agency, I mean the response, the reply, response, filing the response on the 1st, I expect the mayor's counsel and or its representative to file by the 8th of October. After I've received both the response and the reply, I will schedule a status hearing to schedule the dates for motions and everything else.
That's fine. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. McDonald, is that going to give you enough time?
Yeah, that'll be enough time, Your Honor. I just wanted to inquire, though, from the purchasing agency if they've issued a determination on the protest. I didn't see one.
We issued a stay of procurement. Is that, as far as I'm concerned, we have not done anything with that procurement. We issued a stay of procurement.
Okay. Because, Your Honor, I'm inclined to, dismiss the protest until a determination has been made, and then we can appeal from that determination.
Yeah, but that we kept trying to explain that to your client. But what I'll do is I'll leave those dates on because the comments from the agency came in. And if you look into it and determine, you make a determination, talk to your client, talk to Mr. Keeler, or just submit a dismissal on your own. But I'm going to give you time to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay. The record's on our website.
Thank you.
All right.
Great.
Is that clear, Mr. Keeler?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Please clear this up. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
We're off the record at 2:08 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.